Hi guys, welcome to episode 5 of the Totally Unexpected Podcast with Charlize Chu. I'm Charlize Chu, also known as Shark Style on TikTok and Instagram, where I help you find your style. But today we are going to be talking about confidence in yourself in literally every aspect, because a lot of people always ask me, how do I find confidence, or how are you so confident in yourself? So I have a few tips and tricks, and I thought I'd share it with you because I think confidence is so important in order to love yourself. And confidence is also just like super sexy. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, if you're embarrassed by stuff, people will think it's embarrassing because you feel embarrassed by it, you know? So you have to be confident in everything you do and just choose not to be embarrassed by it, because it's only embarrassing if you act like it is, you know? So I'm going to start off by talking about myself a little bit here, because a lot of people are like, how are you so confident? And I get a lot of people telling me that I'm so confident. Like, my mom says that she thinks I'm overconfident. My friend all think I'm like so confident. So am I really confident? That's the question. And honestly, I'm still working on my confidence because I am not at the level that I want to be yet, and I'm not at the full level of self-love that I want to be at, but I think I am a lot more confident than I guess other people, I guess you could say, and I've definitely gotten better at being confident in myself and my abilities, and yeah, but I definitely think I still need to work on it because I compare myself with other people so much. Like, it's really bad. And I feel like I kind of need like constant validation to feel like pretty or good about myself. And if I don't hear it, then I'm not going to feel that way. And even like when I do hear stuff like that, like, you're so pretty, like, it doesn't even like make me feel like so much better. So I don't really know why I need to hear it to feel like it, you know? But yeah, so it's still something I am working on. But a few things that I do that help me feel way more confident than I could ever be is positive affirmation. Positive affirmation is when you kind of just like look at yourself and you tell yourself, like, Charlize, you're beautiful, Charlize. You're doing amazing, girl. And that might feel weird just constantly saying that to yourself, but I mean, you don't even have to say it out loud to yourself. You can just think it in your head. It genuinely works because it's like you keep telling yourself this and you're going to eventually start believing it because you're constantly, constantly telling yourself this every day. And if you don't like to say stuff like this to yourself, you can always like write it on a post-it note and stick post-it notes around your house. And like, maybe you open a cabinet and all of a sudden there's a post-it note and it's like, you're so amazing, you know? And it just makes you feel good. So I definitely recommend positive affirmation. I've been doing a lot more of positive affirmation recently because I've been taking a meditation class, and positive affirmation is like one of the main things of meditation. And it's not just like saying stuff like, you're beautiful, you know. Positive affirmation can be like, you are successful. You have to say like, you are. You can't say like, you may be, because that's not going to work, because that's like a probable thing. Like, you have to be like, you are, or you will, like, you will do this. You are going to be like this, you know, because it's going to be 100% fact, because you have to believe it to make it happen, you know. The next thing I do, which may make some people uncomfortable, you know, is I listen to music that makes me feel really good. And then I just kind of like dance. I like dance in front of the mirror. Maybe if dancing's not your thing, then you can do something else. Like, whatever just makes you feel amazing. Like, I know some people feel really good about themselves after they work out. So maybe like work out every day. Doesn't even have to be for that long, like maybe just like 30 minutes. And you know, if that makes you feel good and if that's how you feel the best, then I would do that. And then the last thing is fake it till you make it. Now, this kind of sounds kind of bad because obviously you don't want to keep suppressing your feelings. Like, if you genuinely feel so bad about yourself, you can't keep faking that. Like, you probably do need to talk to someone about that. But what I mean by fake it till you make it is kind of like the thing I said about being embarrassed. Like, even if you are inside a little bit dying inside about something that just happened and it's a little embarrassing, if you play it off as if it wasn't embarrassing at all and you're like totally fine, then other people will be like, oh wow, like they're fine, like they played it off so well, like they're so cool, you know? Because when I watch stuff that are like awkward moments, it's only awkward because the people make it awkward, you know? So when I say fake it till you make it, you gotta like keep telling people, like even if you look so bad that day, like you just rolled out of bed, you didn't brush your teeth or anything, you gotta be like, yes, I am the baddest bitch here. Like, I am better. I was gonna say I'm better than all of you. No, you can't think that. But like, you gotta be like, I look so amazing. And people will be like, wow, they look so amazing, because they exude that confident energy. One time I posted a TikTok and it was like trying to combine like ugly colors together, or just like colors together that really don't mix. And honestly, the outfits weren't that amazing, but it was the confidence I exuded. So then everyone was like, oh, it looks good. And that is like the thing about like confidence in fashion, is that if you have confidence, then people are going to be like, wow, okay, like she can pull it off, you know? Like, I feel like a lot of people are always like, oh my gosh, Rihanna can wear everything. Like, oh, Rihanna can freaking wear a trash bag and she would look good. It's because of her confidence, you know? Because anybody can look good in a trash bag if they have the confidence in it. And that's the thing about fashion, is I live in the Midwest, okay? So the stuff I wear is not typical, and I wear a lot of crazy things. Not crazy, but I just wear like unusual things that you wouldn't see here at the Midwest, and I go to Costco in them. And honestly, I get a lot of dirty looks. Last week I just went to Costco and this woman just straight up like gave me the worst look ever, and really all I do is just give them a dirty look back, honestly. One time my mom got mad at me though because I did that, because she was like, Chilis, maybe they think you look good. Like, they're just staring at you because you think you look good, which is true. So that's also something you need to realize, is if someone's like staring at you weirdly and you think it's like them judging you, you never know what's going on in someone's head. Like, maybe they think that you look really good, because I definitely stare at people that I like think are like cool or think they look good. And I have a resting bitch face, so it might seem like I'm judging them, but actually I just really like whatever they're wearing or something. But you need to act like if you're in a room full of people who are wearing the same thing and you're wearing something so out of the norm, you gotta act like you're the main character, because technically you are, because you never see the main character looking like everyone else, you know? Like, you need that main character energy, and you're the unique individual. So you're the main character of Costco. You're the main character of your Costco. So that's how I think of it. And even if you're in a room full of so many people judging you, just know that there's probably at least one person who thinks you look really cool. And if no one thinks you look cool, just know that I probably would think you look cool. So there you go. And I think social media is probably the worst place to be at, because honestly, TikTok definitely ruined my confidence a little bit. So I definitely recommend staying off social media if you have really bad confidence issues, because social media is the worst. Like, genuinely, it's so toxic, because most of the time when you see people, you only see people at their very best. You rarely ever see people at like their lowest. And even if they do show like their low point or them crying, that's not their lowest, okay? I can tell you that. I'm sure people have been lower than that. They've only showed you like a fraction of them looking quote unquote bad, you know? Because just like how like parents like to show off their kids, you're never gonna see like a freaking parent be like, oh my gosh, look, my daughter got a 56 on her test. Like, they're always gonna be like, my daughter's in honors, like blah, blah, blah. You know, people only show their good side of themselves on social media. So comparing yourself with these people on social media is like totally unrealistic. And, you know, I can assure you that these people who show off their glamorous life behind the scenes, there's like probably so many other issues going on. You never know. Like I, on my phone, my lock screen is a thing that says everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind always. That is from Scam. If you guys have seen the show Scam, that's where it's from. And that's totally true. Like, you never know what people are going through. The people on, you see on social media, you can't compare yourself with them. You can't compare anything, your looks, your life, because I feel like even probably the prettiest person in the world has so many insecurities. So what you might think is someone's like most attractive feature, they might be so insecure about, you know? So you can't compare yourself with these influencers or anything, or these celebrities. And I think what you also gotta know is, like, I'm gonna be honest, like, money can make you attractive. Money can do a lot of things. And it's not even like getting plastic surgery or anything, just like having like more money. So like when you see these celebrities, they have more money now. They can buy nicer clothes. They can go get their hair done, go get their eyelashes done, everything. Like, I genuinely just feel like even when you gain more money, like, you can become more attractive in a lot of different ways, even if you don't realize it. Like, when my family and I moved to our new house, our house is a lot nicer now than our old house. My mom was like, oh, you seem so different now. And I was like, really? And she was like, yeah, it's not like your attitude or anything, but just like the way you look so different. And that's just like, I don't really know like what it is, to be honest, because I don't do anything different. But I think it's just like the money aspect, like you just, it just changes you. And I don't really know how to explain it. But yeah, so that's why you can't really compare yourself to like all these like rich celebrities, because they have the money to do a lot more, you know, buy a lot more nicer clothes. So don't compare yourself to anyone on social media. Don't compare yourself, period. Okay, so next we're going to shift to talking about confidence in your body, because this is probably one of the hardest things, I think, especially with social media too, and just like the toxicity of society, that people feel the need to be as skinny as a stick or like have like a big butt. And let me just tell you, the world does not revolve around your society. I feel like a lot of people, especially in America, like, let me tell you, especially in America, people act like the world revolves around the US, and it doesn't. The world does not revolve around whatever society you live in, okay? So whatever your societal body type standard is may be very different than the standard for another country, you know, or even just another like state or something. Like, I feel like here in the US, the quote unquote societal standard is like the hourglass figure, you know, like small waist, curvy. But like in Asia, it's the rectangle, which is like the complete opposite. Rectangles are like completely flat, straight. And so you might have a rectangle body shape and you're living in the US and you're like, dang, I'm not like the golden body type here. But like, guess what? Everyone would love you in Asia. So you can't focus on whatever society thinks, because it literally doesn't matter. Like, the world does not revolve around your one society. So, and you have to understand that everyone has different body shapes. Like, it's inevitable. Like, it's just like kind of like genetics to have a certain body shape. Like, you may see someone and copy their exact routine and eating habits and exercise, but you may never get to their body type, you know, because everyone has different ones. Like, some people are just naturally really skinny, and, you know, that's just how it is. So the best thing you can do is accept your body type, because who cares? Like, you know, like, I think you need to learn that your body type is beautiful, just like everyone else's. It is what it is. As long as you're staying healthy and working out, because working out isn't just good for losing weight or anything. Like, working out is genuinely just really good for you, and sweating and, like, you know, especially when you're sick, sweating it out is really good for you. So just, you have to think, like, your body type is beautiful. Everyone has different body types. It's genuinely, like, just because society has made you think that it's not, but trust me, it is. And I get that that's so much easier said than done. Like, I definitely have struggled with my body too, but I feel like once you kind of learn that everyone has different body types, because that's what really helped me, like, gain confidence in mine, is that, like I know that I can never be as skinny as Kendall Jenner, but that's almost kind of unrealistic. Like, I feel like a lot of people cannot be as skinny as Kendall Jenner, you know? If you want to be happy, then just be happy with what you have now, you know? And I think the big thing is that we're so scared of judgment, but we have to realize that I feel like a lot of judgment is in our heads. Because, like I said, when someone's staring at you, you never know what they're actually thinking. And I think because we're so critical of ourselves, we act like other people are too. But I feel like once I, like, ask people, like, because if I'm, like, criticizing, like, a picture of mine and I'm like, oh my gosh, my nose looks so big here or something like that, and then I ask someone else and they, like, do not even realize it at all. They're like, no, like, your nose looks fine, you know? So it's honestly just in our head for the most part. Like, you know, there might be some people who are just assholes here and there, but for the most part, like, everything is just ourselves. Like, it's just us judging ourselves and thinking that other people will judge us, but, like, I feel like a lot of people don't really care. Like, I don't see someone and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, their butt is flat. Like, like, get a butt, you know? Like, I don't ever think that when I see someone. I only think that about myself, which is so toxic. But, like, yeah, you got to realize that you can't be scared of what other people think, because they probably aren't thinking about it anyways. Especially if it's someone you don't know. Like, I feel like I get so scared of being judged by, like, people at, like, Costco, but it's like they do probably don't even, like, care for me. They probably don't even look at me. And even if there is someone judging you, there's gotta be someone who supports you too, you know? Like, I'll support you, so at least you have me, right? Hopefully that might help you. But the main takeaway of this is just know that we like to criticize ourselves so harshly because we see ourselves every day. We are with ourselves every day and we see ourselves at our lowest point. Like, when you're out, no one's going to see you at your lowest, like, at least not as low as you have seen yourself. You know, you've seen yourself, and not just, like, physically unattractive. Like, we've seen ourselves mentally unstable, you know, emotionally. We've genuinely just seen ourselves at a worst. Like, we know our own, like, terrible habits, but other people may not know that about ourselves, so they're not gonna judge us. And I just think that we like to criticize ourselves way too much just because we are able to be with ourselves for so long. I'm, like, repeating myself so much, but I hope that makes kind of sense. But even at our lowest points, we need to think highly of ourselves, because, like, genuinely, there is no point in thinking so badly of yourself, you know? Like, what is the point? Like, what is that benefiting at all? Like, if you're, like, constantly being like, I look bad, like, what is the point? Genuinely think about it. Take a moment and just think about it a little bit. There's obviously always room for improvement in life, you know? But constantly beating yourself down is not going to get you anywhere. If you're going to constantly tell yourself that you look bad, then obviously you'll look bad, because everyone can feel the energy. Let me tell you, like, when someone is so, like, put down on themselves and beating themselves up, it is not attractive at all. I have, like, met people that are, like, probably really good looking or just really great people, and all they do is beat themselves up, and I'm just like, come on, like, let's not do that, you know? And it's just such bad energy, and it makes people around you feel uncomfortable. Like, when you're constantly degrading yourself, it just makes the people around you also be like, what the heck? Like, it's an uncomfortable situation to be in. So you just need to think highly of yourself, and you need to act like you're your main character of your story, because you are, in order to have everyone else believe it, okay? So trust me, you can do this. You can be confident. Just tell yourself, stop telling yourself you look bad. Stop commenting on my videos that you cannot be as skinny as me, or you can't pull this outfit off. Like, because I know you can. You can if you believe it, all right? I get so many comments like that, like saying like, I would pull this off, but I'm ugly, or I could pull this off, but I'm not confident enough. If I can pull it off, you can pull it off, because I am not like this superior elite goddess, you know? Like, if I can pull something off, then anybody can, because it's not like I'm like so special, like I'm this most beautiful Miss USA. Like, I'm literally just me. I'm literally just Charlize, you know? And I think that everyone can wear whatever they want and look great, all right? So I hope this podcast helped you a little bit, and I hope you start loving yourself, and I will also start improving in my self-love as well. But thank you guys so much for listening, and you will hear me next week.